It is the review show, Neil Atkinson, Andy Heaton, Sean Rogers. And I want to start with one thing, really. Often in this show, we dissect, we look at the way managers, the decisions they make, why they make them. We go through all the stuff that you go through, that you want us to go through. But I think it's important on a game like this to start off saying what a game it was. And worth pointing out the sheer ability needed to play at that level and speed, Sean. I mean, we get to talk the tactics. Managers get to talk tactics even, but they need the footballers to carry them out. And we shouldn't take that for granted. It was a feast, to be honest with you, on Saturday evening.
Yeah, 100%. And it's interesting with Chelsea in a way, because they've traditionally had a lot of managers that don't necessarily want to play in that kind of style. So obviously there's been a big thing about Chelsea's recruitment over the years, probably as much as ours at times. And I think it's interesting that, don't get me wrong, as much as Sarri, it's hard not to like him as a coach even before he came to Chelsea. And I hate it when Chelsea do that. I said the other day on the show that, just thank God I'm not a Chelsea fan, and that's all right. But I hate it when they get a manager that I'm kind of relatively fond of or admire. It's annoying. But he can only work with the tools he's got. So you look, without being harsh on him, I think more praise probably goes to his players in a way. All right, he's creating an environment there, but he's not been there long enough to, create wine from water or anything like that. So I think he's...
They've really responded, haven't they?
They have responded, but as I say, the tools that he's got there are magnificent. And I think normally when you come away from these games, there's normally... if you use Tottenham as an example, I reckon there were probably five players, mainly Tottenham players, but across both the 22 on show, who didn't hit the 7, 8 out of 10 performance. Eric Dier being the one that screams out at you.
Yeah.
Although some Tottenham fans would say, when does he, I suppose, at the moment. But this game, I'm struggling to really see anyone that had. There's a difference between a bad game and maybe not imposing yourself as much throughout 90 minutes as you want to, because I don't really see how you can in a game like that. I think in games like that, you have to accept that it ebbs and flows, and even your players will have their own little spells, if you like. And you could probably take 10, 15 minutes out of any Liverpool or Chelsea player and go, they were a bit quiet there, weren't they?